Frank Valderogue arrived at the cove as evening was on the wane. Mordy, the Otters and Gowson were standing ready for an attack with weapons drawn. Rangval looked around, slightly disappointed.
Have you not got an owl bite to supper for a beast?
Luglug sheathed his rapier.
We was expecting Cairdley's crew. Never cooked no victuals.
The squirrel chuckled dryly.
I don't think they could make it. They was unavoidably detained by some little buzzing friends of mine.
Osbul shook a paw at Rangval.
The wasps and hornets around those two willows, you mean? Thanks for not telling us about them, mate.
Rangval dismissed the indignant young shrew with a shrug.
Ah, well, me owl tater. There wasn't much time for explanations, as I recall. I told you to watch out for owl mansions, telling myself you weren't some thick-headed horde rats, but intelligent shrews. I trust none of you were stung by me little mates.
Mordy wiggled her ears at Rangval.
Not to worry, old lad. Our Gowson friends are jolly lucky to have one of the finest brains in the blinking land along with them, what? "'Twas I who spotted Ouch Mansions and brought us safely through to this fair haven.'
Barbola murmured confidentially to the squirrel.
"'Miss Mordy's right, but it was she who wouldn't allow us to cook for fear we were attacked.'
Rangval shook his head in mock sadness.
"'Ah, 'tis always the way with maids. Beauty and brains, but totally lacking in the supper department. Right, and if you'd like to get in your boats, I'll take you someplace where we'll get an old bite of grub.'
With Rangval in the lead vessel, they pressed on. It was fully dark and drizzling when the squirrel halted them. He pointed to a medium-sized hill not far from the bank.
There's me lovely owl dome. Rogue's Retreat, I call it.
It was a natural cave inside the hill, the entrance to which was a bushy screen. Portaging the log boats, they made their way inside. Setting steel to flint, Rangval soon had a torch lighted. Mordy gazed around. It was a huge sandstone cavern.
I say, this is splendid. How did you find it?
Rangval touched light to several other torches.
Find it? Do you mind, Bissy? I made it.
Barbola's wife, Kachuch, gave Rangval a playful shove, which almost sent him sprawling.
Oh, we with your great tree walloping fibber. I was brought up in a hole just like this. It's a place where the river ran through when the land was young.
Luglug agreed with her.
I have heard of places like this. It was carved up by the water over countless seasons. Then for some reason, the river changed course and probably dwindled to yon stream outside, leaving this place.
Rangval did not seem at all put out by being caught lying. He grinned cheerfully at Mordy.
I'll allow you the honour of cooking supper for me, ma'am. On the way here, these Gowson were after telling me what a marvellous cook you are, so carry on, please.
Mordy found herself smiling at the garrulous squirrel's impudence.
Right-ho, you cheeky wretch, but only if you agree to go a few rounds boxing with me afterward. I'm the undefeated champ of Salamandastron, you know.
Rangval made a show of rolling up his non-existent sleeves.
Sure. 'Tis not often that I have to knock the block off and pretty maid to get supper, but I'll do it.
Assisted by the Gowson helpers, Mordy put on a tidy spread, considering their limited resources. She made a pastry from cornmeal and chestnuts, filling it with preserved fruit and nuts and working it into a long roll. To complement it, she made a thick, sweet white arrowroot sauce with some cheese and apples for starters and coltsfoot dandelion cordial to drink. It proved a successful supper. They lolled about a fire as the Gowson servers apportioned it out. One of the shrew babes found, to her delight, that the cave had a pretty little echo. She began to sing a song which her mamma had taught her.